OK， 有没有其他的意见呢？如果没有呢，我们就进入议程第三，就 Matters Arising。 其实呢就上次会议话要跟进的事呢，好多呢绝大多数呢都在 Subcommittee 刚刚的报告那里呢都 cover 了呢。譬如我大家报告一下呢，譬如我们的 Matters Arising 呢就上次会议的 paragraph 2.3 呢就提到 Winston 的 Subcommittee on Harbor Plan Review to discuss the district-based approach to the review of Harbor Planning Framework。 咁呢样嘢呢其实就刚刚 Winston 提到 Harbor Plan Review 嘅时候都有提到啦，咁呢个我哋就cover 咗㗎啦。咁另外呢 paragraph 2.4 呢就有提到 Subcommittee on Harbor Plan Review to discuss Harbor Planning Principle。 咁呢个我哋马上就会详细咁由Paul Simmerman同大家介绍。paragraph 2.5 呢亦都係Harbor Plan Review Subcommittee 呢就去讨论一下 Beautification or Boarding outside the work site of Central Reclamation Phase 3。咁呢個呢就剛剛阿 Vincent 個 Progress Report 都 cover 咗啦。咁 Paragraph 2.7-2.8 呢就係、是、同灣仔二期有關嘅呢，就係、是、請灣仔二期嘅 Subcommittee 呢係就做呢、這個Harbourfront Enhancement Review for Wan Chai and Adjoining Area。 咁剛剛 KY 同大家都比較詳細咁講咗啦。咁Paragraph 3.2 呢就請 Planning Department 呢就 prepare 同埋 update 同埋 keep 大家 inform of the inventory of Harbourfront land used by district。 咁呢個呢就喺 Progress Report by Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 嗰度亦都有提到啦。咁另外呢就係、是、Paragraph 3.7-3.15 呢就提到話我哋 HCC 呢要 arrange 一個 briefing session。 咁呢個大家都知道啦，我哋喺呢個月嘅5號呢就進行咗我哋第一場嘅 HCC briefing session。咁好多大部分我哋嘅 committee member 都有參加，咁呢個大家都知道啦。咁另外呢就 paragraph 6.2 呢 Subcommittee on Harbor Plan Review to further discuss 尖沙咀 area improvement study。 咁剛剛Vincent 都同大家報告咗啦。咁呢啲事項呢就基本上都跟進咗啦。咁唔知大家仲有啲乜嘢意見呢 ？Paul，
Chairman， sorry， I didn't put it wrong for my microphone。Sorry， Chairman， just like to point out on the action item 3.27 and 3.28 where there was no action item， but it was your conclusion that you fully respect the due process that the SP8's rezoning request would have to go through the established statutory requirements。I'd like to point out that the Wan Chai District Council has taken the initiative of actually coming to a conclusion. They have considered the input provided on possibilities of having a look at the OZP in Central, and they have actually come to a conclusion and made a motion. They actually put a motion forward and say, yes, we do recommend that one will relook at the current zoning plan. And I'd like to point this out because this committee here has also had an opportunity to make a suggestion. There is, in terms of our statutory position or a position towards a statutory body, we have a similar position. So the conclusion that our respect for the statutory procedures is somewhat, I think we'll have to put some more effort into looking into how we really should look upon ourselves. If the district council can do it, why wouldn't we be able to say, yes, there is a merit in re-looking at the zoning plan and making a recommendation that it should be looked at prior to town planning board, because I'm sure town planning would love to hear more expert opinions on these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Hadi, please.
Hi. 多謝主席。我是想跟進呢，就上一次我同埋我哋啲 consultants 呢，就喺呢度呢就俾咗個 presentation， 就跟進返呢，就係、是、關於正話 Mr. Paul Zimmerman 所提嘅關於我哋保護海港協會曾經呈遞嘅嗰、那個 rezoning 嘅 of central reclamation。咁或者大家可以理解到呢，我哋保護海港協會呢喺呢個 submission 嘅時候呢，係去年8月26號。咁經過咗其實已經差不多5个月嘅時間啦，我哋都未能夠有一個合理或者係一個sensible 嘅答覆，係我哋嘅 submission 嗰方面去 town planning board 嘅，或者我唔應該咧喺今日嘅 HEC 嘅會議上咧就提出關於我哋協會同 town planning board 之間嘅時間或者 submission 嘅時間，但我覺得咧，我都希望可以有呢個機會咧，俾我哋咧就發表下我哋嘅意見。一路去到最近係1月10號咧，我先至可以喺收到城市規劃委員會咧一封信。嗰封信咧係相當，我本人覺得相當官僚式嘅，只係咧就話俾我哋聽咧，就係、是、如果我哋要繼續我哋嘅申請 for rezoning 嘅話咧，我哋就要可能要等。另外咧，就我哋覺得 town planning board 咧。Under 佢哋有寫咧，就係 under legal provisions and legal advice， 喺法律上咧，佢哋想佔優勢，所以咧就唔想俾我哋咧有個合理嘅解釋，唔能夠俾我哋保護海港協會咧喺一個公開嘅聆訊之下去。同 town planning board 咧，係做一個 presentation。個 result 咧，最終嘅會發生嘅事咧，就係、是、令到整件事咧，個 rezoning 嗰件事咧，係會繼續延遲，另外浪費咗好多好多時間。我哋唔能夠咧有一個正面。同 town planning board 一個面對面嘅 presentation， 亦都冇機會咧，俾大眾公眾人士咧有機會去 inspect 我哋所做嘅 submission， 或者公眾人士咧參與呢個聆訊。新嘅 town planning amendment ordinance 2004年咧。是有包含了我們正話我所提的公眾人士的諮詢，另外有我們 submission 可以有個 hearing 或者有個 presentation， 但政府呢預備就不能夠接受我們用一個新的 ordinance， 因為它說未 comes into effect， 所以你一定要呢就用，如果我們要進行要進行 public hearing 或者要求要正式的 submission 要 hearing 的話呢，我們就要 withdraw 了今次的 submission 再重新再入過，我覺得這件事是費時失事，今天已經阻了大家很多時間。我們覺得 HEC 呢是一個 平台呢，成立了这个平台呢，是可以令到我们 XPH Society of Protection of for the Harbor 和 Planning Department 或者政府其他的机构呢，可以有一个 sensible 的 交易 的 dialogue， 可以大家可以讨论到呢，大家不同的见解。咁呢、這個呢一樣嘢咧，係經過唔少次數嘅法律訴訟之後咧，先能夠成立到嘅。咁我覺得，如果唔能夠做得到呢一點咧，我覺得呢個 HEC 嘅 forum 咧就嘥咗嘅。所以我係好希望咧，有機會嘅話，Town Planning Board 好，其他的 committee 好，都可以攞我哋 HCC 我哋嘅意見咧，係俾佢哋睇下。咁我哋等咗咁耐嘅話，而家話俾我哋聽，仲要繼續等。咁係等到幾時咧？我哋都未到今日為止，都仲未有一個好好地嘅日子話俾我哋聽，究竟個 hearing 係幾時？而只係咧收到嘅答覆咧，就係話會將會咧拎去 Central and 灣仔嘅 District Council 咧去俾佢哋睇下。咁呢個咧已經做，其實已經係三個月前嘅事啦。到今日咧，除了一封信之外呢，我們未有一個正式的答案和答覆。我想暫時就講到這麼多，多謝主席。
多謝 Hardy 跟大家分享你的 concern。 當然正如 Hardy 剛剛說，就到底這個 issue 呢，就是一個 formal submission by 保護海港協會給 Town Planning Board。咁咁當然有個 process 係要 follow 嘅啦。咁嗱，我就大家都聽到啊 ，Hardy 剛剛voice 嘅佢嗰個 concern 同埋個 opinion。咁睇下在座有冇其他委員係有啲咩要補充或者要講嘅咧？你、yeah.。
Chairman, I have some sympathy with Hardy and SBH. When they presented to us in August, we were very much in learning mode as a committee, and it was probably the first presentation I think we'd had by an outside party. We've now got a regular three-monthly review pattern in process. We now have some harbour principles. We didn't really have a yardsticks, I think, against which to judge or to make comments on the SPH scheme. We were all feeling our way a bit, I think, when they came to us the last time. In many ways, I think I would welcome a revisit from SPH on the basis that we look at what they're suggesting in the context of the principles that we're going to adopt later in the day. I think a debate about what they have in mind in the context of the principles would be a useful discussion for this committee, and I think might well give them some comfort and a feeling that at least this committee is taking a close interest in what they're trying to do.
Thank you. Any other comment, points? Pascal.
主席，頭先啊。關於城規會即係最近答即係海港保護協會嗰、那個規劃修訂個申請呢樣嘢咧，其實我覺得應該就喺城規會嗰個層次去討論嘅，因為今次呢個申請咧，其實係海港保護協會直接向城規會申請。不過頭先哈迪講咗咁多嘢咧，或者我都想即係揾個少少機會解釋一下，因為我都有參與嗰個城規會嗰個討論。其實即係城規會係處於一個兩難嘅局面嘅。其實即係海港保護協會去建議嗰個修訂咧， 根據城規會嗰個正常嗰個處事方法咧，就應該收到嗰個申請之後三個月內咧就去討論嘅。但係咧，因為保護海港協會嗰個申請裏面咧，其中有一個附帶嘅條款就話佢想公開即係佢哋嗰個申請同埋參與即係嗰個城規會嗰個聆訊。這個呢就出現一個法律上的一個問題，那變成呢我們都要跟就是我們的法律顧問去傾傾，到底如果要這樣做的時候呢應該怎樣去做呢。這樣所以其實就是保護海港協會其實它有個選擇的，一就是它按正常的方式去處理這個申請個案，那由城規會三個月內去處理，然後就是告訴它的結果，又如果它想是直接參與嗰個聆訊嘅話咧，可能就要等城規修訂條例通過同埋實施咗之後，然後先至可以進行。所以城規會就喺呢個兩難嘅局面，而家就係介乎即係城規條例通過咗，但係未實施。咁未實施之前咧，咁我哋仲係要跟翻舊嗰個城規條例嗰個程序去做。咁所以其實係有少少即係不幸嘅。咁對城規會嚟講，其實佢唔介意即係公開，但問題咧一定要等嗰個新嗰個修訂條例實施咗啦，然後所以跟嗰個新嘅程序去執行。即係呢個唔係淨係一個即係保護海港協會嘅申請嘅問題，係所有類似嘅申請嘅處理嘅問題。
大家都清楚Harry 嘅 concern， Bosco 亦都解釋咗嗰個難度喺邊度。仲有冇其他嘅 comment 啊 ？WK，
咁即係嗰個申請本身就我哋交俾城規會去處理啦。咁但我相信站在即係共建維港委員會嘅角度咧，我哋都會希望佢哋嘅rezoning 嘅申請咧，盡快有個結果啊。咁當然即係要尊重現在嗰個過程啦。咁但係即係如果站在一個即係以維港為建設，即係維港為主嘅委員會咧，如果現在對於個中環個規劃咁有影響、咁大決定性嘅即係大家都喺度等下，即係唔單止我哋噶嘛，出邊都有好多人喺度等緊嗰個結果，到底城規會係想點樣決定？咁我就覺得係能夠。有個 deal process 啊，然後就早啲決定咧就好過遲嘅。咁所以即係或者想請雙方咧，即係申請人同埋城規會都可以考慮一下點樣可以盡快咁樣去做咗呢件事。其實保護海港協會，我有少少唔明咧，就即係假如現在嗰個過程啊，城規嘅過程係即係佢有個 deal process， 即係未可以開放到。咁即係點解要去逼佢哋提早為你去即係做一個例外啊？即係條法例都未生效咧，咁就去執行咗先咧。咁因為呢個世界上就冇人可以防止任何人或者任何組織啊，甚至一個 third party 去搞一個論壇，去即係俾個機會俾保護海港協會去宣傳你個 rezoning request， 大可以咁樣做嘅。咁就不過呢個要我諗要等佢哋自己去考慮啦。我諗站在共建維港委員會嘅角度，就希望可以盡快。咁其實主席就我本人都收到另外一個組織咧，係寄咗份資料俾我，就係叫做 SOS 啊，即係保護海岸係咪啊？咁佢哋就話佢都提交咗一個另外一個 rezoning request， 我唔知城規會收到未啊？即係城規可以 confirm 一下。咁即係如果係已經收咗咧，咁我同樣有個意見咧，就係、是、即係站在中環個海岸線規劃角度咧，就我諗對公眾嚟講，盡快有結果咧係會好過去拖嘅。
Thank you， Mika。
多謝主席。即係如果我自己即係個人睇咧，如果站喺我哋個委員會嘅角度咧，其實即係頭先阿 Hardy 都講咗有一點咧，就係話我哋其實係咪可以係一個平台咧，係讓唔係淨係 SOS 或者 SPH 嚟到去討論咧，究竟中區將來嗰個土地利用咧、那個發展應該係點，而係即係長遠啲嚟講咧，就好似頭先 KY 講，即係唔知係咪灣仔個委員會，或者係我哋下面再成立一個委員會係專睇中環，而係即係讓 大家有一个好啲嘅讨论啦，因为就算一个会或者两个会，佢哋所出嚟嘅方案咧，其实如果当我哋摆出去俾市民大众去讨论嘅时候，可能会有好唔同嘅意见咯。咁所以我唔知道因为而家既然而家嗰个新嘅城市规划条例系未生效嘅话咧，咁喺旧嘅条例下面咧，任何嘅 rezoning request 其实冇法律嘅即系程序嘅约束噶嘛，只系行政方面嘅一个咁嘅处理。咁所以其实喺呢一点上面嚟讲，我哋系可以即系平衡，即系parallel 咁去做一啲嘢嘅。
有冇其他意见啊 ，Hadi？
我覺得咧應該有，因為新嘅法例咧係關於城規會嘅法例咧，係舊嘅法例嘅進一步嘅考慮，已經認識到咧舊嘅法例咧嘅唔好嘅地方，係進步再去進一步咧係比較有係有一個透明度，有一個 transparency 俾大家咧係可以睇到咧。正所謂行政長官昨日所講的不想有這個官商勾結的情況發生，既然有這個問題的存在而可以行前一步的話，在城規會開會的時候給我們有一個機會去做 presentation， 這個樣東西是可以 at the discretion of，我相信可以俾 at the discretion of the town planning board 嘅話，而我唔係好能夠理解咧，點解政府或者 town planning board 咧係一定要執行而家所謂呢個 time gap 時間嘅分差咧，係新嘅舊嘅法例未能夠有個中間嗰段時間。而一定要我哋，而唔准我哋咧做呢喺參與呢個 hearing 咧，呢、這個我係我唔能夠理解嘅嘢嚟嘅。
我唔知道我哋 HC 有冇 lawyer 係嘅成員咧，因為牽涉到即係法律嘅問題，咁即係Arita。
主席，我都都原先我都想保持我嗰、那個。即係城規會作嗰個主席嘅身份，我覺得都要好小心處理，咁所以我都唔係好想加入呢一個討論。但係既然咧提到一啲係嘅法律嘅觀點啊，包括我哋而家城規會處理呢啲規劃申請嘅程序咧，我想都應該可以提供一啲資料俾共建維港委員會咧去參考。我哋其實香港咧都係一個好講求法治嘅一個，同埋咧就尊重建制啦。同埋制度嘅呢個一個好緊要嘅原則。喺當我哋行使酌情權嘅時候咧，我哋往往都要好小心平衡，就係話係就住呢個個案行使咗，同喺另外一個個案度行使咧。呢、這個往往引起一啲，即係我哋如果從一個主觀嘅角度出發咧，喺某啲程度上係有啲主觀嘅判斷嘅。咁就住呢、這個即係保港會嘅提出申請，或者 SOS 提出嘅申請咧。其實城規會是一個很明確的決定呢，就是說那個決定是在這個申請人那裡，現在城規會並沒有拒絕到在現在現行的那個行政安排上面，在個城規條例裡面去處理這兩項申請的，是完全是講得很清楚，是由個申請人作一個決定，如果申請人覺得現在去處理了他，那個城規完全是沒有問題的。咁但係而家個問題產生咗咧，就係喺呢個喺個新嘅條例未生效之前咧，條例裏面冇容許到城規會係有一個權力咧去引入新條例，即係換句話講，冇一個 transitional 嘅 arrangement。咁呢個城規會作為一個法定嘅機構咧，佢嘅行事咧必須要跟翻即係嗰個條例裏面賦予佢嘅權力去做嘅。所以咧，我都想提出咧，就係第一。城規會並不等同政府，即係呢個係好多嘅一啲誤會嚟嘅。城規會係一個獨立嘅，即係法定嘅機構，並非等同呢個政府。而至於規劃處咧，佢係服務呢個城規會作為秘書處，亦都唔係 唔應該等同咧就其他嘅即係規劃處嗰個工作。咁所以喺呢件事上邊咧，城規會喺一月七號作嘅嘅會議上邊決定，將即係點樣處理呢一個嘅決定係交翻俾保港會嘅。這個我估即係 Hardy 都唔會介意我透露即係城規會俾保港會裏邊嘅信嘅內容，因為佢首先提出咗主要嘅城規會的決定就係話，你可以有個決定嘅。啊、即如果你是想現時去處理是完全可以現在去處理了它，如果要是根據新的條例的法則去做呢，那呢就、在現時呢就城規會沒有辦法可以做得到的，那這個是一個法律上面的、一個的規定、啊、所以 我就著這裡想澄清，我完全不想介入即討論那個的內容的、啊、
我想大家對個事情都比較清晰了，即我就建議咧，不如我哋 move on 嘅今日嘅其他嘅議程啦，好嗎？